We were discussing the famous tzos about revoking a hadas baldin with an amasla, and exactly how can we defend, right? How can we defend the Maharaj Hasson against the Maharaj Halevi's Raya from our sugya? So we had one derech we said yesterday, and then we wanted to suggest another derech, right? Which is that the Maharaj Halevi says our sugya proves that a masla can get you out of a hodas baldin, but who says in our sugya there's a hodas baldin, right? Maybe in our sugya it's not a hodas baldin you're trying to get out of with this amasla. So if here is the Maharaj Halevi, and here is the Maharaj Hasson, he assumes that, basically the Maharaj Halevi assumes two things about our sugya. Our sugya, he assumes there is a hodas baldin and an amasla can retract it. B, Maharaj Hasson, what we discussed yesterday was maybe, and this is what it sounds like in the Ktos, maybe Maharaj Hasson says, no.
Your camera's out of focus.
My camera's out of focus. That happened before as well.
Now it's okay.
Okay. Maybe you can't retract, but you can interpret your words. That is what we said yesterday. All we left off, I think, was saying that maybe what did the Maharaja, and that's what it sounded like from the Ktos, maybe the Maharaja Son holds is that, no, there is no Hodas Baldin at all in our sugya. Where's the Hodas Baldin or sugya? Hodas Baldin means that I said, I admit that I owe you money. Here, I did not admit I owe you money. All I said was, it's my father's land. Where is that? It's my father's land. Where is that? No Hodas Baldin in our sugya. If there's no Hodas Baldin in our sugya, then what's our whole discussion of towing the chozer and towing? What's our whole discussion of towing because of towing all about in our sugya? Maybe it's not midin hodas baldin. It's not that you're trying to get out of hodas baldin. The machlokas is not getting out of hodas baldin. After all, there is no hodas baldin here. The machlokas is midin etainas. After all, you need a taina invested. A taina needs to have a certain koach, right? Bari b'shem bari adif. If I don't have a proper taina, I'm going to lose. And I make one taina, am I allowed to change my taina? Or is there a reyes when I change my taina and that's considered a taina grua and not appropriate? Meaning, according to this, you know, this is what we, the first pshat said, this is the second possibility we said, is that what's our sugya about? Our sugya is about, not about retracting or changing hodas baldin. Our sugya is about what's considered a valid taina. Is a change taina considered a valid taina or not considered a valid taina? So is what the topic of our sugya? Let's just review for a second. What is the topic of our sugya? Right? According to the Maharaj Halevi, our sugya is about retracting Hodas Baldin. When can you retract Hodas Baldin? When can you not retract Hodas Baldin? According to the Maharaj Hasson, what we said yesterday, based on the what it sounded like from the Ktos, is now our sugya is about interpreting your own words. When are you neman to interpret your own words? When are you not? But maybe. No, our sugya, it's not about, our sugya is about what we're suggesting now. Our sugya is about Dine Tainas, Nahudas Balden, about what is Tainach, I gave one Taina. I'm not necessarily bound by that first Taina I gave, but do I have a right to say a new Taina, or do I not have a right to say a new Taina about Dine Tainas? Meaning, is my new Taina an acceptable Taina? We know, we mentioned this once or twice, that again, in halacha, it's not like you can say whatever you want, then bring proof or not bring proof. You need to have a valid taina. That's why there's a thing called hooks like kafran, for example. What is hooks like kafran? If I'm already a proven liar and I owe you money, I can't say I paid it. Let's say I'm a proven liar in this case. Why? I might have. No, because that's not a valid taina. And if it's not a valid taina, then I lose. Even if there's no proof against me, if I don't have a valid taina, I lose. Maybe it's just not a valid taina when I change my taina. It's not that I'm bound by the first one, so it goes about it. Just that I have no right to say the second one. Okay, this, right? This is an interesting angle on our sugya. I pointed out, I put in the brackets, there's a, hey, I just took something out of the context of a longer piece, but he just had a nice formulation, right? This is one of Chaim's people from the Masifta, right? Or Shmuel, he's always in the Masifta. So one of the things he says here is, he says, our sugya, the time of Mandomer in Chosur Ritoi, the reason our doi, ain't them shun the Ishkan Odas Baldin, it's not because it's all Das Baldin you can't get out of. No, you can get out of your first taina. It's just, can you make your second taina? Elomi Hilchas Tainos, quote unquote. The Efer Liton Taina Nira Kestiras the Taina Rishona, Ukapashas Lashin Mar, the Eno Chotoi, the Chosur Ritoi. It's not about Hilchas getting out of Odas Baldin. You're not worried about getting out of what you said before. You can forget what you said before, but you need to say something now in order to win. Is that a reasonable taina? Normally, you're allowed to go to court, and if you're a normal person, say whatever taina you want, and that's accepted. But if I already contradicted it, can I now say a taina that contradicts what I said 10 minutes ago or yesterday? Is that a valid taina? Is that not a valid taina? That is maybe what's going on according to the maybe what the Maharaj HaSom would answer. Says, I'm not talking tracking with Das Baldin. Well, Das Baldin is if I say, I admit I owe you money. Then you can't be tracked with an Amasla. That's how our suit is about. Our suit, there was no Das Baldin. Because I never said I owed you money. I said, it was my father's land. Just I lost, and now I want a taina. Ah, it was really land that I bought from you. Is that a valid taina? Is that not a valid taina? It had nothing to do with Das Baldin. It has to do with Hilchas Tainos. This is definitely, one can find a hint to this idea in the Lashon of the Hagos Maimonios when he discusses our sugya. When he discusses our sugya and he quotes the Rav Yaakov, the Avi Asaf, he says, by contrast, when he discusses the Torah of Torah, he says that's not Huchza Kafran. Implying that part of the problem of our sugya is Huchza Kafran. Huchza Kafran is not a din of Hodas Baldin. It doesn't mean like I said something that's Hodas Baldin can't get out of it. Huchza Kafran is a rule that, again, what's the real rule of Huchza Kafran? The real rule of Huchza Kafran is if I, let's say, I owe you money and I claim to have paid and then you prove it that you didn't, I was lying. Next time I claim to have paid, I'm not holding. It's not Huchza Kafran. We know I'm a liar. We know my word's worth nothing, right? And therefore, my taina doesn't have the power of a taina. You assume there's such thing as a taina. That's the hook. So he says, he did hooks a kafra, meaning my words no longer have any validity once I already got messed up once. Okay, that's the idea of hooks a kafra. Hooks a kafra means lack of power to taina. Nothing to do with hodas baldin ke. So that's a very different way of looking at our sugya than the Maharash Halevi is looking at it. The obvious nafgamina would be, for example, what's going on in our sugya? Is the reason, let's say the reason for Nardoi. When Nardoi says, we don't pass like Nardoi, right? Amimar said, I'm from Nardoi and I'm not Nardoi. But when they say you can't say the son of Lake Halasi, is that because you're stuck with Hodas Baldin and we don't give you the right to get out of it? Or is that nothing with Hodas Baldin? You're not stuck with anything. You just have no nemanis to say your new taina, right? The nafgamina would be, if you take this chakira in our sugya, let's take this chakira in our sugya. Let's take a chakira in Nahar Doyin, right? Says Nahar Doyin, Eino Toein, V'chozer Vit Toein, meaning you can't go from Shel Avosai to Disamech Alei Kid Avhasi, right? That's the actual case Nardai Ula disagreed about. Is that because, like we saw here, and we said maybe Mara Chason, right? And we had this, who is it, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Kiddusha Rav Shmuel, right? Mm-hmm. Again, you don't say these things you see in Mechidush Rav Shmuel, but it's good to have some name to, you know, he's in the Masechta. Great. Some name to associate it with. And maybe Mara Chason. Versus Maharaj Halevi. What's the reason of Nardai? Is the reason of Nardai? He says, because, what did Maharaj Halevi say? Hodas Baldin. What does Hodas Baldin mean? There's no Hodas Baldin. I didn't say I lose. I said I win. An implicit Hodas Baldin, right? It is an implicit Hodas Baldin. Shelo Kanisi. Why is it implicit in Hodas Baldin that I didn't buy it? Because I said it was my father's, which is implicit Hodas Baldin that I didn't buy it. And if there's an implicit Hodas Baldin that I didn't buy it, and I'm admitting I didn't buy it, so now I'm not now, let's say I did buy it in some like an Avasi. Or do we say, no, there's no Hodas Baldin here. There's no Hodas Baldin. I was never molded at anything. All I said is my father's. That's not being molded at anything. Rather, because it's like Hoksa Kafron, we would say it's like a type of Hoksa Kafron, because I have no nemanus to make a taina that contradicts my previous taina. Right? If it's the same as taina, it's not something I should have the right to say in court. You don't have the right to make a taina and change your mind every second and be suspicious, etc. So what's the obvious nafgamina? The obvious nafgamina would be, what if I brought Edom when I bought it? Hodas Baldin beats Edom. Well, what if I brought Edom? I mean, okay, at least simple shot. Hodas Baldin beats Edom. There's actually a lot of literature I put in the brackets. Can you retract Hodas Baldin through Edom? But perhaps the issue, the question would be, what about Edom? Right? The Shulchan Aruch here says, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about exactly our case, not in Erdoy's case. We're going to pause on Misha Tom, Bezen Taina Asnos Chayva, and Yochel Liton Taina Chershes Oseres Arishona, Afilu Yesh Edom Al Taina Shnia, Lo Mahani. Even Edom. Even Edom don't help, but that's not mafurish anywhere in. That's not mafurish anywhere in this Gemara. As a matter of fact, if you look in, I'll find even a best makor for this shita of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. When the Meiri quotes the Gedolia Poskim, which you were saying, a shut riff. What is he saying? It seems false. It seems suspicious, right? This would be the Meiri, right? This is a good. Really, we should put the Meiri b'shem shacharif. Meiri b'shem shacharif. What does he say? He says, "Why can't I change my taina?" He doesn't say, "I can't change my taina because I'm stuck with Hodas Baldin." Says it's near a kesheker, right? What does he say? Eino toein v'chozer v'toein mipnei shenir a kesheker. Again, why didn't he just say it's against Hodas Baldin? Obviously, he doesn't think we're dealing with the realm of Hodas Baldin. He doesn't think our sugya is talking about Hodas Baldin. He thinks our sugya is talking about Just whether it's a good tanga or not, or whether it's such a suspicious tanga that it's such a lying type of tactic that we discount the tanga. However, again, I don't know what the riff would say back to this Shulchan Aruch, which is based on, here we would say the, we'll see what it's based on in a second, says the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Afilo Edim Lomahani. Even Edim won't help him because, if I'm towing because we're towing.
Yeah, technically he's not saying that. No, he's saying us.
Saying, well, if the reason I gave it to him because we're towing is because I'm going against my Das Baal, then even Edim won't help me because even Edim can't beat on Das Baal, and Das Baal beats Edim. I know the Gemara says, Kimme Edim Dummy, but all over Shas, the Gemara assumes that means better than me. So if it's me to know Das Baal, and I can't be told him because we're towing, then that even beats Edim. But if it's just that I have no right to suspicious Taina, I have no right to a suspicious Taina, but Edim don't need a Taina.
I'll be saying, you have a number, I have to need a Taina.
Violent court says, I have no idea, I know nothing. And if I have Edim, I win. Edim win, Edim don't know, you don't have Edim, you need a Taina. So then that would be the Nafkamina. The Nafkamina would be, what if you had Edim, Be'edim, Kit, Kanoso, Hashnia. If you said, ain't no toin because of the toin because you're going against Hadas Baal, then you would say still, ain't no chose of a toin. Because even Edom not going to help if you're going against Hadas Baal. And that's a Marash Alev who's looking at it from the perspective of Hadas Baal. Then you say, a whole sukkah is not about Hadas Baal. Who are Hadas Baal in here? Our sukkah is about Tachini Tainus, not about Hadas Baal. In that case, which again, I admit is a more Machudish side, is not the side that most of the Achronim assume, but if you assume our sugya is not really about, tainus at all, then you would say, no, chose it retoin if you've aimed it. I happen to think, if you're the Shukrit and the Meiri, says the reason you can't be chose retoin is because Nira Kesheker. Why did Nira Kesheker think you've aimed it? Even if they're a Kesheker, Edom testified, Lishnai, Edom, Nukum, Dover. You don't say, it looks suspicious, we don't believe to Edom. No, sometimes funny things happen and we believe to Edom. So I think that would be the classic Nafkamina. This ties into a few things, which I'm just going to be Rames. There are a few precedents for this question of whether, what's the issue here? Everyone agrees about those followers or those followers. Here, I never was molded to anything. It was more of an implicit Hodas Baldin. Right? What's the question? Every time I say it was my father's, that's sort of an implicit Hodas Baldin that it wasn't any of the other possibilities. Is an implicit Hodas Baldin a Hodas Baldin? Or no, it's just a taiga. Right? What's the rule of implicit Hodas Baldin? That's really the question here. Do we assume that do we assume a taina? I'm making a taina's p'tor. Do we assume that a taina's p'tor is an implicit hodah?
Are you asking about implicit or in general or particularly? Okay. Isn't it obvious that implicit is Avodas Baldin, like lo leviti
lo pa? Okay, good point. So you're right. So what is the din of is an implicit odah called a Hodas Baldin or is it not called a Hodas Baldin? Right? Yoni's pointing out there's a sugya, the famous sugya of, we've had this many times, including the first parrot, kalomer lo levisi kalomer lo parati dami, which means that if I say I didn't borrow and then I change my mind and I say I borrowed and I paid back, and I bring Edom that I paid back, I still lose. Why? Because my Hodas Baldin, over lo levisi, is as if I said lo parati, overrides the Edom Hiram. Doesn't that prove that implicit Hodah is a Hodah? That even if I'm making a tennis tour, even if I'm claiming I win, but if when I claim I win, I imply there are certain things against me, that counts as Hodas Baldin. That's what Yomi's saying. And that is totally, totally, totally the conventional wisdom. I agree. So how do we, let us, Let me say two things about that. And so number one is, this is a whole difficult sugya. There is, in brackets, the Shach quoted, I put, an infamous Mabit. Right? The Mabit actually says, it's not so clear exactly how to view this, I admit. But the Mabit says that actually I could say Parati if I were eating that Parati. And Kalo Omer Lo Levisi, Kalo Omer Lo Parati does not mean that I have no right to say Parati anymore. Rather, what does it mean? It just means I haven't said Parati. It makes no kimka. That sugya is where I never say Parati. I keep saying Lo Levisi. And all the whole Kiddush sugya is just that. Don't think I mean Parati. I mean Lo Levisi. So there is a Das Yochid of the Mabit who says that if I say Lo Levisi, I am Ne'eman to say Parati of Edom. We would believe Edom Parati if I allowed us to. That would be a, okay, that perhaps would deny that an implicit on God's own God, the Chlal, although I admit that it's a tremendous Chiddush, but let's say a little better. Let's take this Maharaj Shalevi. Let's forget that for now. What's the Maharaj Shalevi saying? He's saying, Omer lo lavisi. Omer lo parati, dummy or something like that, right? Proves that that a tainas tor can be an implicit hodas valdin, and that is certainly the conventional wisdom. So what am I going to do? What's the Meir going to say here? When he says the reason won't lead to it looks like Sheker. And he doesn't say it's because of Hodas Baldin, etc. So the question is, exactly what's strong enough to live up to, Lola Visi is Mamish Loparati, where the Eger has a suffix. He says, why is Lola Visi like a symbol of Parati? Just because you didn't say Parati, or because like it's impossible to be Para if you were not Lofa. Maybe Lovisi, that's Loparati, because there can't be such thing as Parati not Lovisi. But who said that our sugya extends to that? Just because I say that it's my father's, is that a Vodas Baldin that I never bought it? Is it a Vodas Baldin that my father never bought it? Maybe it depends if I say it's my father and not your father's. So maybe this doesn't rise to the same level of explicitness as Lo Levisi Omer Lo Parati Dami. And I think that's definitely a good possibility in the sugya. Okay, we'll see. We'll throw in a little curveball in 5 minutes, which might change this a bit. But just to, then the question just becomes, shall Avosai maybe deny Lo Levisi Omer Lo Parati Dami? Meaning, not deny that Lo Levisi is Omer Lo Parati, but deny that it's a Hodas Baldin. Maybe that's not what I mean. You could either say like the Mabit, which is perhaps what the Mabit means. Maybe you could say it doesn't mean. But maybe our case is not as strong as Lo Levisi Omer Lo Parati. And then really what you want to do is go through, and in which case, maybe in our case, the Machloket is not about Shel Avosai is not as explicit as Lo Levisi. It could be Shel Avosai, and a lot of other things could have happened. If I didn't borrow, I couldn't have paid back. If it was my father's, I could still have bought it. I could buy things that are my father's. If it was my father, certainly my father could have bought it, etc. So maybe it's not quite as explicit as Lo Levisi or Lo Parati Dami, and therefore we're dealing here in the realm of kindness, not on the realm of Hodas Baldin. So that's another possibility to view our sugya from the lens of kindness, not the lens of the most bottled and a very important lens. I'll just end with saying that there are actually three different cases in our sugya where you're not nemen to be toin because of the toin. And they don't all have to be the same answer. Right? What are the three sugyas? There are actually, three cases where eino toin v'chozer v'toin in our sugya, and they don't have to be the same reason, right? What are the three cases? A is only according to Nahar Doi. B is Lekuli Alma. Shel Avosai. Vilvo Shel Avosecha. Right? And C is Lekuli Alma. Yatsa Mi Bezdin. Right? What's the Lashon Tanas? Can say Akimari. Are all of these for the same reason? You could say they're not all for the same reason. If they're not necessarily in order. When I said Shalav Bosai Beloshalav Secha, and then I said, oh, I really bought it for you, that's like the most explicit Hodah that I'm saying not true. When I say Shalav Bosai, but nothing more, that's a less explicit Hodah against what I'm saying. When I leave Bezdin and have suspicion that someone taught me how to change my taina, right? That is perhaps the least of a steer. It's more of just suspicion. And therefore, it could very well be, you could say, again, and here I'm just going to illustrate this, and then because you could say a million possibilities. You could say it's all because of Hodas Baldin. Or you could say it's all dinei tainas, but one could certainly be mechalik. What the Shar Mishpat saying? The Shar Mishpat here on the course, he's being mechalik. What's he saying? He's assuming, like the Shulchan Aruch, the perish on the Shulchan Aruch, the nira dechiyai gavna and hevi idom al tanaso ashniya mahani the daka shechazim itanaso rishona ve'enem etakin oso lo mahani edem do daso adifa me edem. He says very pashut. Says the Shar Mishpat. He says, no, he says, B is Hodas Baldin. If I said, it's my father's, not yours. And then I said, no, really, I bought it for you. I bought it for your father's. Now that's on the Hodas Baldin. I explicitly said it's not your father's, which means I couldn't have bought it for your father. Right? That's like Levish Gomer Parati. But case C, that's only Dine Tainas. The fact that I can't adapt my taina after consulting with a lawyer, that why a lawyer just make more dos baldin than it was before. I think not a lawyer makes more dos baldin than it was in the first place. No, a lawyer just means that my taina is nearer to sheker because it's sufficient taina in the first place. Plus, I consulted with a lawyer, nearer to sheker, and therefore he says nafkamina. What's he saying in nafkamina? Here he says, Adam don't help. Adem lo mahani, but in this case, Adem help. Meaning, if it was a case where I had a flat out stira, shalom both sides, shalom secha, and then I said, shalom both sides, secha, and then I said, some of the pussy, even if I bring Adem that I bought, it's not going to help because I wrote dos baldin and I did buy it. So that's as strong as Olivisi from lo parati. However, if I say, shalom both sides, and then I say, some of the pussy, there's no dos baldin. It's just that since I consulted with a lawyer, I'm not nemen to make the taina. That's just a lack of a good taina. If I bring Adam, I don't need such a good taina. I don't need a good taina because I have Adam. So he's basically saying, there are two modu, right? There are two, modu ula, right? Modi ula. The two modi ulas are not the same reason it doesn't work. One doesn't work, he says, because I can't go against the Dost Baal. They are so foolish that even though I didn't say I owe you money, when I said it was never yours, that means I couldn't have bought it from you. And the other is just in a tiniest way. So the lawyer, my tiniest less My taina is less acceptable. Okay, I have no idea what he would say about A because he's on the Shulchan Aruch, who doesn't paskin like Nardoi. Okay, so before we move on to the case that's not totally in our sugya, which of course will tie into this as well, let's just chaza. Marash HaLevi says our sugya is about retracting Odas Ba'al with a masla, and just like you can retract a Shavya Nafshi Tatu to be sure with a masla, just like it helps us need that a masla works, it helps us ishas and a masla works, and I can always retract Isurim with a masla, I can also retract Odas Ba'al with a masla, because anything that's my words, I can retract with a masla, and are you discussing when can you? You know, everyone agrees, when can you, when can't you? Maybe everyone agrees that you don't have to leave town when you can't, or maybe Nardoi thinks you can. Ula says, depending on the circumstances. Okay, that is the Marash HaLevi. Marach HaSom says, no, I have a Ra'ah who says, a masla doesn't work for me, don't there's no a masla for Hodas Balvin. So what's our whole sugi about? Are we retracting Hodas Balvin? So one there is, no, our sugi is not about retracting. Our sugi is about interpreting your words. Interpreting your words is a totally different ballgame. And then that's one there. The other there saying our sugi is not about Hodas Balvin in the first place. That is before Rozovsky said, that's what comes out of Shmuel Rozovsky. You have a, the Masechta probably did not tie Shmuel Rozovsky into the Shuk Rif and the Meiri. They like the 20th century, Rosh Hashim was better than Rosh Hashim. He says, because he's not addressing any lumpus, he says, you're not Naaman to change your taina because it looks like Sheker. Why not just say because you have Hodas Balvin? Okay. Maybe the answer is because our sugi is not Hodas Balvin. Our sugi is not, even if you believe that Loli Visi Gomer Lo Parat is Hodas Balvin, which is the conventional wisdom of almost everyone, if not everyone, maybe our sugi is not quite as strong as Loli Visi Gomer Lo Parat. Maybe the Tzadagari Kvi'egar only when it is a inescapable logical conclusion. It is impossible to have Piro without Halva'a, that's Hodas Balvin. But anything which is not on the level of Piron Halva of impossibility, and our sugi, everything's possible. It's possible there's not both site and I bought it. It's possible a lot of things. And it's possible that it's even possible as a both site and not a mosecha, and yet I bought it for you. Anything's possible, right? Because I both site not a mosecha, then I both site sold someone who sold it to you and I bought it for you. A lot of things are possible. So maybe that's not a little dust bottle, and that's just a suspicious taina nearer to Shifras. And that's why our sugya has nothing to do with the Marash HaLevi, and then the nafkamina would be, would Eidim work? If our sugya is about Hodas, then whenever you lose, Eidim won't happen. If it's about bad tainas, you don't need a tainas, you have Eidim. And someone pointed out to me, where does the old star, where does Shulchan Aruch get it from? He gets from all the Rishonim in the previous sugya. The Mechaber gets it, none of the Rishonim discuss whether Eidim works here. They all discussed in the last sugya. Remember we had that Rashbam in the Yishma Forshim? If we would say that when I say Shnei Chazaka means 3 years, which is not true, Rava says people call 6 or 7 years Shnei Chazaka. If we would say Shnei Chazaka means 3 years and I were Eidim for 7 years, would I win or not? The Rashbam and the Tosos say, no, I would lose. My Hodas Ba'al in 3 years beats the Eidim of 7 years. And the Yishma Forshim says, no, I would still win. Okay, that's the same machlokas in the... That seems to be the same focus in the last sugya. Basically, we have the same exact takira in the last sugya, right? Again, it's a lopsided takira. I'm not claiming there's not a mention part, but we have the same takira in previous sugya. But this is a luyatsuyer. How do you say luyatsuyer in English? A contrapositive. What? Not a counterfactual. That's right. Counterfactual. A counterfactual, right? We hold like Rava that of an Inish Negar Shnei Tumah Shnei Chazaka, but Lu Yitzuyah Shnei Chazaka made 3 years would Eidim help for 7 years, right? Same exact question, right? If Shnei Chazaka meant 3 years, why can't? Basically, the guy was changing, right? He says, "You think I said 3 years?" It's really torn about the toy. He just doesn't have those words in the last sugya. Why can't he change and say 7 years? Okay, says the Rashbam, Tosfos, and some others because of Hodas Balvin. And therefore, what do they say? They say, even Eidim won't tell it. Right? That's the Tosfos on the last Tosfos on the Flamid. Ilo Avid, Avid of Islay Sadi Womahat Nina, the Idum actually the Modet. Right? Mm-hmm. But what do the Yishma Farshim say? The Yishma Farshim say that's ridiculous. Right? What are the Yishma Farshim in the Rashbam? The Yishma Farshim say, no, it's Bine Tainos. They don't say anything. They just say, of course, Edim would help. Therefore, Edim would help. So, really, in every case where we say Eino Toin because we're sowing, we have to ask ourselves, is that because you're going to go involved and you can't get out of? Or is that because Bine Tainos is not given up Taina? Because it's a stiffness Taina? Now, Kamina is, if you're an Edim, would that help or not? Okay. Chaim will help us out, I'm ready to go on to the last part of the Makoros, which is a sugya that's not found in Kurish anywhere in Shas. But it's a sugya that Rishonim make up. They seem to have some sort of a sorer, because every Rishonim except for the Ra'ah agrees about this. Bein Ashnaz, Bein Sfarad, etc. They all converge and have this Masora that... They all converge and have this Masora that... Our whole sugya is only about... Mechiyo Liptura. What does Mechiyo Liptura mean? It means I kind of something to win. And Edom come and disprove me, like an Arsuda. I kind of show a Vosai. But Edom come and said it was Avosav. I kind of, Edom disprove me, and then I change my kind of. That's Mechiyo Liptura. But what about Mechiyo Liptura? I just kind of and I win. And then I want to change my kind. I say, I'm an honest guy, I actually remembered. My kind is a little different. Can I do that? Can I change your Torah Liptura or not? Says the Ra'ah. He says, no, you can't towing because we're towing. Let's say it's a Stira Gemura. Stira Gemura towing because we're towing. If I have a Stira Gemura, like for example, I say Vola Visi, and I say the Visi Parat. Visi Parat. Right? So, what if it's a Stira Gemura? Remember, everyone agrees a Stira Gemura you can't change. That's the Vosa Gemura Slova Sechra. So let's just put this on the board for a second. So, let's remember what we're talking about. We're talking about, let's say, Toein, v'chozer v'toein, mechiyov liptor. What does mechiyov liptor mean? Taina, edim. Make him lose, and then a new taina to win. Right, chiyov liptor, he taina, but edim made him lose, like in our case. So here it's very, very poshut. If it's a Stira Gemura, or if he consults a lawyer outside of Bezin, he can't change. That is Mo de Ula, Hechadam Shal Vosa Goloshal Osecha, you can't change. What is the Kiddush of all the Rishonim, starting with the Rimi Gashir? How many Rishonim did I put on the course here? There's many more than I put on the course. I should put a handful. Then with the Yotzer, quotes the Rimi Gash, I actually found the sheet from Gubetzes. There's a longer version, the very newest version of the Rimi Gash. The Rambam says it. In Toing the Nithan, he says a person can change their time as much as he wants. Until Edom come and contradict him and he loses, then he can't change anymore. Unless it's like the case of our sugya, where it's a reasonable shot. The Agos Ashri says here, the Yad Ramah says here, the Ritva here even, the Ritva goes back and forth. Okay, you see the Ritva was a little, it's not a stira, that sort of the Ritva and Shavuos came out saying you can't. But it's not a steer that here he says you can. Even there he said, well, everyone learns from here that you can be chozer b'tomi pro liptor. And I heard the king there das ha-chosid zal b'perk cheskas. Who's ha-chosid? Rinyon. It's right here in Rinyon. He heard from the Rashva. But the Ra'ah says not. King there in the environment seems the Ra'ah is right. And then I remember I talked about this with the Rashva a lot. Okay. He's not like very clear. It's okay. And Shuasi means one way and Bagbastra means the other way. But here it's a das yachid. What about... What's the Achronim and Rishonim called towing, b'chozer v'towing, mi p'tor. Liptor. What is that case? He makes a taina, and he wins. And then he wants to change to a different taina. Can he change to a different taina? So here is a lopsided, and it's a stira gemura. Stira gemura, he went outside of Bezdin, all the bad things. The two modes is a stira gemura, and he went outside of Bezdin, talked to the lawyer. So says the Ra'ah, quoting the Richmond Shluis, ain't no towing because of her towing. Basically, he says there's no difference between Tur Liptor and Chilutor. You can't be towing because we're towing. That's no chiddush, right? He just says there's no chiluk. Between, however, all the other Rishonim, every single one of the other Rishonim say, nope, towing, the chozer v'towing, this is a chiddush. The chiddush is, miktor liptor is different. The question is, why is miktor liptor different? And this is the machlokes between the ktsos and a number of Rishonim. This is the machlokes in the ktsos and a number of Rishonim. If you look on the Magid Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, he says, why miktor liptor can you be closer as much as you want? Right? What's the lashon of the Rambam? I'll read you the Rambam per Zayin and Toyin. But Netan Yesh L'Tom Bezim Lash of Litton Tainacheresh Lahachish Tainayim Shona. And all certainly things we machish. Some of us are chona. We follow this last kind of. Bavi Shlo Nasa Na Masla Tainayim Shona. He didn't give an explanation. Bavi Shlo Nasa Mi Bezim. Even if it was a total steer, no Masla Mi Let Bezim Chosa Yesh Lash of Litton Lahapik. He can totally Mahapik. Call a Tainayim Shi Yurtza. Achimo Edom. Until Edom come and contradict him like Rasa. But if the last thing he said until the Eden came, he can switch 8 times. At that point, if the Eden come and disprove his taina, you can't change it, unless you give it a yamasla, like some apostle, you don't leave Bezdin. Okay, that is pretty clear. What's the reason? What's the reason for this difference? So the Rambam doesn't say. The Magen Mishnah says, the Magid Mishnah, he says, it starts on the previous page. He says,
Pesha
Ainstalim call to Noim Ewel Shay are also his own show eight in front of Chicago. Halavahi, a Pesha Asr, who are Pesha Hitter, of a whole God in the toy, because of a toy, think of Rabbos Al the Rimi Gash. Okay. And he says, look, that makes sense. Our whole sugya is only when you tighten it and wasp can you change it. Edom came and contradicted you and you lose. If you tighten it a lot, of course you can change it. Pashut. Okay. He says, the Pesha Asr Pesha Hitter. What word do many Rishonim use that's similar to Pesha Asr Pesha Hitter? Migu. As a matter of fact, in the new Rimigash Miksavyad, I don't know exactly what all these Kisvengal Rimigash are, but the newest Rimigash, there are 3 versions of the Rimigash in our base medrash. The old and middle one don't have this, but the newest one does. And I think there are 2 editions of footnotes of Rosh Hashanah. This is only the newer one, but it's what's in the Kovetz. So most people here are Kovetz. The other Kovetz. The Rimigash there says Migo. Okay, the Rimigash doesn't say Migo in the earlier 2 editions, but some, and Xaviyah that he found additional Rimigashes. Again, I don't know exactly what it is. The Rimigash there says Migo, and the Yavramahir says because of Migo, and the Gosashri says because of Migo, and many, many Achronim assume it is because of Migo. It's definitely, you have lots and lots of Makoros who say that it's because of Migo. Right here, the Orzaruk, when the Gosashri says, Yochel Lachser Litton, Demalo Lashaker, Mayorotza Yom Fierce, meaning he won already. He could stay winning, so he's amigo. He's even Pesha Asr, he doesn't say anything. Likewise, the Yad Rama says, when he brings this down, says the Yad Rama, etc. Migo di Vaikai Tanasi Kamaisa. Okay, so why? Here our question is why. So there are 2 basic approaches. One is the Magen Mishnah, the Yad Rama, the Or Zeruah, that was an Egos Hashri. Who else didn't quote? The Rabbeinu Yonah says the word Migo? What? I didn't remember. Okay. Anyway, many say Midin Migo. Maybe the new Rimigash. Okay, the Rimigash, Hachadash, the Od, say Migo. You're Neman because of a Migo.
Okay,
it makes sense. In our sugi, he has no minyan.
If he says nothing, he loses.
Now he wants to win. But over here, he already won. Like, I come into court and I say, shalavosai, and I win. Of course, I can change whatever I want. I say, lolavis, and I win. I say whatever I want, and I win. So, I could just stick with winning. So since I can stick with winning, I can change my taina. That's the approach of Migo. However, the Ktsos has a big problem with this idea of Migo. The Ktsos does not like Migo at all. Okay, the Torah runs in the name of the Rimigash. That's a quote, the Torah. Right, we can have the Torah. Right? I need to find others. Right? Maybe the Torah had the same Saviyad. Again, I don't know exactly what happened with this Rimigash. But Vikashali, he says. He says he has one fundamental problem. What does he say? He said, the Beis Yosef assumes reading the Rambam and the Rigash, there's certainly postures for the Rambam, and wrote Poskin, that what happens if Eidim come afterwards? What about the following case? Let's take this case, right? For example, he says, Lo Lavisi. Then he changes and says, Lavisi Uparati. And then, now that's the Turlif Turlif, it's fine. What happens next? Next is, Adam come and say, Lava. Adam says he borrowed. Now what happens? Now what happens? Instead, the Yad Ramah, says the Yad Ramah, well, does he have a Migo anymore? Does he have a Migo anymore? Could he have stuck with Lola Visi?
No.
No, basically now it turns into Yechiv Lipsor. He lost his Migo. The Yad Ramah here says Beforish. Said the Yad Ramah, we're dealing with Migo. And when you lose your Migo, you lose. When you lose your Migo, you lose your Migo, says the Yad Ramah. Behudol asu sadi basar hachi. Well, heich da asu sadi basar hachi. Yahshua tani ka maisa, michaya. Velo mashichina da maisa besraisa, da maisi raya. Okay. Says the Yad Ramah, mischaya, because there's no Migo anymore. How do we know there's no Migo anymore? I mean, the Mishnah Tzuvos, right? A woman who comes and says, Ishis Isha Yishli Viniskarashti. I was married, I was divorced. She's bleeding. If they're Edom, she was married. What do you mean if they're Edom, she was married? The Edom she's married aren't in court right this second when she's saying it. She's first saying it. And then Edom comes and says she was married. Then she's not believed anymore. If they say she comes, she doesn't have a Migo. Right? What Migo? She couldn't have just said nothing. There were Edom who were just waiting to come. Here, he couldn't have just said nothing. He couldn't have just talked Lola Visi. There are Edom waiting to come. I mean, why did he change? He changed. Remember, there were Edom waiting to come. Okay, that's the Ramat Tzayev. However, said the Beis Yosef, he says, no, if you look at the Ramat Rimigash, it doesn't sound that way. Beis Yosef and most poskim. Post can say that he's still potter because the change was effective. No, he changed his taina. Now his taina is Lovisi Parati. What does it hurt if they didn't come say Lava? So says the Ktsos. Now the Ktsos knows the Yad Ramah, but he's not Machshav the Yad Ramah. He's assuming you'll pass like the Yad Ramah. It's not the Ktsos didn't know the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah was in the Torah in the Beis Yosef. It's not like the newly discovered manuscript. But he is assuming that's not the Psak Halacha. He wants to leave the Psak Halacha. Says the Ktsos, if it's really Mishum Migo, then how come the change is still valid even after you lose your Migo? If it's Mishum Migo, it should have disappeared. So therefore, says the Ktsos, ask the Ktsos of Mishum Migo, right? Ask the Ktsos. Well, there's no Migo anymore. And therefore, concludes the Ktsos, and must be not because of Migo.
It must be naxamigo that the head of turbitur is naxamigo, must be because of something else. Right? So therefore, he denies that migo is relevant. Ah, if it's naxamigo, the question is why is turbitur better than chiyuvutur? Migo is an obvious answer. In chiyuvutur, I lost. I don't have a migo that I can stick with my car and tie it. In turbitur, I won, and I have a migo. Right? So it's a migo. Why is it different? Because there's a migo in Tur Lip Tur, there's no migo in Chiv Lip Tur. But according to the Ktsot, why is it different? So said the Ktsot. What does the Ktsot say? Fascinating, fascinating data. Why is Tur Lip Tur different? Right? Again, why is it different? Why is it different? Why is Tur Lip Tur different? I don't want you to give me some cockamamie smarter why you always let it change your time. No, you're not always let it change your time. When it's chiyuv of Torah only within a masculine limited circumstances, when it's Torah, you can change across the board. And then everyone but why? So what does the Ktsot say?
I don't know.
Because it's never does valid in the first place. Again, assuming this video does valid, that we do any kindness. He said never. Why? Because he says, what's the din of an implicit hodah? When I say lo lovisi, I mean lo parati. When I say shalavosai v'shalavosecha, I mean lo kanisi me'avosecha. Right? Says the Ktsos, a hodas valden is only chayav, is only chal. A theoretical hodas valden is not chal. Only a practical hodas valden is chal. Meaning, if I admit something which could hurt me and make me lose a court case someday, that's not a halos hodas valden. Hodas valden can't be just facts. Hodas valden has to be results. It can only be hodas valden if I actually owe you money. So therefore, he says very pashut. In chiyuv l'ktor, kvar chal din hodas valden. And hodas valden, you can't retract, except under very limited circumstances with an amasla, right? Because because there was a chiyuv. But in the ktor l'ktor, in halos hodas valden, because there's no chiyuv. You can't have halos hodas valden without a chiyuv. If yes, what's the difference between chiyuv l'ktor? What's the difference between ktor l'ktor? What's the difference? But so say in chiyuv l'ktor, you have hodas valden. Hodas valden can't be retracted easily, only with a limited circumstance on masla. However, in ktor l'ktor, you don't have a chiyuv hodas valden. Why? Because how can you call it hodas valden if I don't owe any money? Hodas valden has to mean I owe you money. It's impossible to call something hodas valden if it doesn't not a chiyuv money. And that's the chiddush of the Ktsos. If I admit something which could hurt me, that's not hodas valden. Only if I admit something which does hurt me, it's hodas valden. Chiyuv l'ktor does hurt me. I say lo lavisi, einum kam that I borrowed. I've admitted I didn't pay back and it hurts me. Right now it makes me chiyuv. I can't change it. If I say lo lavisi and don't come, I've admitted lo parati, but it doesn't hurt me because right now we think lo lavisi. Since I've admitted something that could hurt me, but doesn't yet hurt me, it's not a halos hodas valden. It's just a sentence. A sentence I could change. Right? That's the difference. Because what's the yesod? The yesod is ein hodas valden li, you know, ein hodas valden Bli nafgamina, you know, lemaisa.
You would learn that like part of the exercise. The exercise
does valden is not whenever I admit something that could be against me. It's only going to admit something that makes me chayav. Yes. That makes it better. Eno does valden. Bli halos chiyuv befoal. Okay. You can't have a does valden mekoach, only befoal. Right? Good use of words. They're not really cheap words. They're really, we stoned them early on philosophical words that became cheap words. If you look in all the Rishonim and the early Achronim in philosophy, they use these words. So that's his point. Okay, there could be, by the way, a third answer, which is based on that Aviyasa that I mentioned, the Aviyasa, which is Rav Yod, and the Aviyasa Rav Yod say this. He said, maybe because of Hukla Kafra. What does Hukla Kafra mean? When Adam catch me lying, I lose my nemanis. Maybe that's the difference. In Chiyuv l'ktor, I said something, Adam caught me lying.
then I lose my nemanus. When it's Torah Lepator, Edu never caught me lying. And there's a rule, you're not Hoksa Kafran, I'll be honest. If I admit I lied, I'm not Hoksa Kafran. Right? That's more than the beginning of Mitzia. Right? Ma'al Piv Eid Echad, she came to Hoksa Kafran. Eid Echad does not make me a proven liar. My own mouth, no matter how many times I trip myself up and catch myself and contradict myself, doesn't make me a proven liar, only Edu. So that's another possibility. I think if you read the Nesivos carefully, which the Nesivos did something very strange, which he quotes in the Tumor, which the Tumor didn't say, which is that whenever I make a Tanya's Ptor, it's never a Das Balding, because I'm not medactic what I said. Then you have to ask on him, okay, so what's, even if Aiden come and contradict me, I still wasn't medactic what I said, once you heal Das Balding. I think the answer is me, it's not a Das Balding, it is Hoksa Kafran, so I would just add something else. The toast, or I think the Nafkamin is going to be the same. If it's not Inigo, the Rav Yah, what does Rav Yah imply? The Rav Yah implies that it's midin huchsa kafran. Chiyov liptor is huchsa kafran because huchsa kafran is aiding caught me lying. If I admit I'm lying, that's not huchsa kafran. That's your do it all just. The Gemara beginning of Mitzia says ma lepivay echad shekim huchsa kafran tomar bar kikamaisa tomar be'edim shekim huchsa kafran is not is huchsa kafran because of the edim. Because Edim testified, because Edim contradicted me. As opposed to if I contradict myself without Edim, it's not Huxa Kafran. So we really have three as Gayer. Again, maybe we'll stick with the Tzoth. The Tzoth because who is Gayer? Why Torah of Torah has advantage over Chiyuv of Torah? Why is Torah of Torah so much better off that I have unlimited ability to retract and change my head around the said you can mahapik panos of feeling yatmi bezin, a feeling blia masla, feel anything. I have carte blanche to say whatever I want in Torah Lutor, but not in Chiyuv Lutor. Chiyuv Lutor only if I have a good explanation and I didn't consult the lawyer first. Arsabja. Only something like Havasi, if it really sounds good, it sounds reasonable, I didn't leave bezin. What's the difference? So again, one answer, one has a migu, the other doesn't, or one is a halos of dust file, then the other doesn't. Or one is called the Kafka, the other doesn't. We're not going to focus on that for now. You can find a gazillion nafkaminas of this Chakir the Ktos, mostly himself finds, meaning the Ktos is already in Achron. What does he say? Every other Sivkatan says, and you should know this is a nafkamina by Chakir from over there, right? You don't need, the Ktos doesn't need people in the 20th century to come and say, oh, the Ktos is a Chakir, here's a nafkamina. Like the Ktos already does that on its own. What are some of the nafkaminas? So the most obvious nafkamina is where the Ktos started from. Let's mention some nafkaminas. Nafkamina one is, what if you lose your migo later? Right? What if Edim come against my first kinda?
Hey, Rebbe?
Yes?
Why can't this be a machlokas with how to understand migo?
Why can't this be a machlokas, how to understand Migo?
Meaning machlokas between Beis Yosef and the Adorma is just like whether Edim post-facto...
Hold that thought, it absolutely can. But the first step in it is that you must be wrong because you're against the Gemara Ksuvas, a Mishnah Ksuvas. You could say, I understand exactly. You don't have to finish your sentence. I know what you're saying. But what about the Mishnah Ksuvas, which says if Edim come later, she loses her Migo. So you have to be a little more clever. We'll be a little more clever in a second. Give me half a second. What if Edim come against the first Taina after the Chazara? If Edim come against the first Taina before the Chazara, that's Chiyuv Miftor. What if they come after the Chazara? So, says the Yad Ramah, the Yad Ramah is Mr. Migo. Says the Yad Ramah, no more Migo, and he loses, right? However, we say that he still wins, because once he was Kozerbo, he was Kozerbo, and even if he loses, Migo's no problem. So, that's exactly what Tosfos Raya. This is the Beis Yosef and Rov Poskim say he still wins, meaning the Chazara is still valid. And this is the Ktosis proof.
What's the close to the truth is that we did Migo? After all, it works, even if you lose your Migo, because Adam called and contradict your first claim afterwards. The question is, how do we defend the fact that Rove Poskim say the Chazar still works, you still win, or Rove Poskim say we did Migo? So Kso says they didn't mean Migo Davka. Second, Kso in like a few weeks that they didn't mean Migo Davka somewhere. That was Gemara here. But here is where the truth is, here's where Rural Khan has what to say. Rural Khan has a brilliant answer here, which starts with what Ari is saying, just covers that, ties up that, it covers that problem that I pointed out. The truth is, theoretically, you could say, basically, what if you want to have all the Rishonos said Migo, but working with the Rove Poskim, not with the Rabbah? Right? Basically, the Beis Yosef sound like the Migo, and yet sound like the Eden come later, it doesn't hurt you. So what are you going to say? So, what does the Kovet Shirim say? Kovet Shirim says, nope, even Beis Yosef works. You can even say you still win. Didn't someone come destroy your Migo? So Ari Levine will tell us. He'll say this depends on Rav Elchanan's own chakir about Migo. Right? How do you look at Migo? If Migo is about what we call Koach HaTaina, then once they even come and take away the Koach from your Taina, you lose your Migo. But if Migo is psychological, like why would you lie? Then it seems to be a good point. At the time, you thought you could keep your first Taina. So why would you lie? Okay, because you don't have to suggest. Maybe you knew Adim, let's say you didn't know Adim were coming, right? If we assume Migo is psychological, then even if later on I lose my Migo, since at the time I had a Migo, I had no incentive to lie, and it's proof that I'm telling the truth. That's against the Mishnah Ksuvo. So here Rav Elchanan does fancy schmancy. Says Rav Elchanan, what does Rav Elchanan say in terms of his Chakira? He's machalik between, this is not going to work for the formulation of my Mishnah. But he'll say that, that's not the bottom. He's machalik Migo and Pesha Asar. Migo, that is a psychological chazaka. Malo l'shaker. Therefore, if it was good Migo at the time, it's a proof he's telling the truth, even though it gets lost later, right? If it works b'shtaito, then we know he's honest, even if something changes later. Migo, again, based on his Hakira, if Migo is not called Hataina, but Migo's psychological proof of honesty, after all, you could have stayed with your first Taina. Why would you change your Taina? It must be you're just trying to be honest. Why would anyone already won in court say, oh, actually, I need to change my Taina? You won, idiot, keep your mouth shut. No, because I'm an honest guy. So it's a proof of honest. 6 months later, if Aiden come and change the equation, that doesn't change the fact that I was honest at the time. Oh, what are the mystic subas? The Mishnah of Subas is not Migo, it's Pesha Asar. And you have to add, it's a case where Migo wouldn't have worked. Because maybe Migo doesn't work for Dabar Shiva Erba. Dabar Shiva Erba is stricter. So, however, Pesha Asar, I really should write Pesha Asar with Pesha Kitar, but Pesha Asar, that is not Asar. Pesha Asar, no, that's not psychological. Pesha Asar, that is, let's call it Koach HaTaina for now. Pesha Asar means, if I'm the Pesha Asar, I have the right to be matir. But that's not because whether we think I'm telling the truth or not. That's not psychological. That's formal Koach HaTaina. And therefore, when it comes to Pesha Asar, therefore, if later Aiden come and Oser, I am no longer the Pesha Asar. I'm the Pesha Asar. My pen was Oser, so I can be Matur. But if Aiden come and Oser, like Aiden come and say she was married, then she's not the Pesha Asar anymore. Because now the Aiden are the Pesha Asar, so she's the right to be Matur. Basically, whether we can retroactively take away your Migo, depends if it's Koach HaTaina, then retroactively you show you are not the Pesha Asar. But if it's a matter of honesty, then again, assuming I didn't know the Aiden were coming, right? But maybe again, I didn't know the Aiden were coming. Then the only reason is that I said this because I'm honest. So Edom made him come later. We still believe me because my psychology is not going to change the Freya if Edom come next year. However, my formal status is going to change if Edom come next year. And therefore, said for Rabbanan, there's no Stira. This is the Mishnah in Ksuvos. And this is the Choser Mitor Liptor. Choser Mitor Liptor is the Midigo. And therefore, even if they even come and undermine it later, since we're on the right side of Hakira, a psychological Chazaka, I'm still believed. The Mishnah Ksuba, that's within Pesha Asar, not within Migo. Migos don't work for Ashish, it's only Pesha Asar. And therefore, since that's within Pesha Asar, once they even come, I'm no longer in the formal status of Pesha Asar, because they were Osir without me. My Pesha is not Osir anymore. It's Osir Alpi Aden, therefore I'm not a Pesha Hitter. So that is where even Beis Yosef works. Lefi Hatsad Shemiguhu Chazaka is a psychological Chazaka. Because even if they didn't come later, it doesn't change the fact that at the time, again, in January, I say, oh, I won, but I want to change my tie to be more honest. I'm obviously an honest guy. Why would I open my mouth if I wasn't honest? The fact that in November, I even come and change the equation, it doesn't make any difference. No one knew they were coming. They were so honest at the time. Okay, so that is a classic Nafkamina. Many other Nafkaminas, let's just briefly mention, we don't have much time, briefly mention some other Nafkaminas like Sos, because I want to say more than Nafkaminas. The other Nafkaminas would be basically the whole class of Nafkaminas of Chaim, I need your help so I know the reason on the board. A whole class of Nafkaminas of what about a case where formally it's Mitor Liptor, but I don't have a Migo anymore. Why don't I have a Migo anymore? Because I have incentive to change my mind. Like, for example, classic example is, this is the classic Nafkamina. This Nafkamina is so good that really should prove something. Nafkamina number two is the Machlogan theme, the Meiri, and there's a lot of Rishonim who almost say this, but the Sma is the one who really says it. And a lot of Rishonim almost say it. But what about this case? What about Bazar Kishera Eidim Mimash Bishim Ubaim? He saw the Eidim coming up the stairs of Bezdin. So he's holding a tour of the tour. Okay, is he allowed to? Is he now? If Hart say he's amigo, amigo is only closer because he's an honest. Why is he closer? No, he's closer because he sees the Eidim walking up the stairs and he knows he's in trouble, so he thinks quick. So clearly there's no amigo. Clearly there's no Migo, so there's obviously no Migo, and this would fit the pshat of the Meiri, that ain't no Naaman Lachzor. However, if you look at it as the Tzos, oh, Tzos is not psychological, but Tzos is formal. Was the Hodos Valden Chal yet or not? If Edom are walking up the steps, does that mean Chalos Hodos Valden? No. Chalos Hodos Valden Lebez in Pastin Zachiyot. Aiden walking up the steps does not make, it makes a psychological difference, it doesn't make a formal difference. Right? So therefore, here you would say the Sma. Says the Sma, nope. Yachol Lachzor. Why can he be closer? He obviously is no Migo, he's not an honest guy. He's being closer is a trick because the Aiden are about to come destroy his first time up. So he says, quickly, think of another time up to protect you from the Aiden. He just doesn't care about psychology and honesty here. It's not about Migo, it's about formality. Until the Edom get up and give their chalos edos, I still have the right to change my tainik, so it wasn't on das baldin, until Edom are made it and make me a chiyam, until the chalos chiyam on me, until the psak chiyam against me, it's not on das baldin. Another very similar nafkamina is the discussion of the ktsos in Siman Ayin Tes. Right, says the ktsos in Siman Ayin Tes have gotten past, and he makes this nafkamina. He points out the Nafkamina. He says there's a machlokas. Oops. What about? Says the Ktos. What about Chazar Mitnei Kol? There was a Kol. There was a rumor, an unquashable rumor that my Tanya was a lie. Everyone knew my Tanya was a lie. Everyone was looking at me and saying, your Tanya is a lie. How can you say that, etc.? So I changed my Tanya. Am I allowed to change my time if I change it? Not because the Eden come because of a cold. So this is basically saying Nafkamina. There's no Migo. How do you say there's a Migo? Oh, I'm only changing because I'm honest. No, I'm changing because I'm dishonest and I want to fool people better because I made one dishonest time and then a cold came out and everyone knew I was lying. So I changed to a different dishonest time. There's no Migo and therefore Eino yachol lachzor. However, said the Ktos, if you said, like my way, says the Ktos, if you say like my taina, then who cares if I'm honest or not? The issue is the one I'm honest or not. The issue is there are formal chavotzo das balden that prevents you from retracting or not. The answer is a rumor could go out. Every single old lady in town can know I'm lying. Every single young man in town can know I'm lying. Every single gankin in town can know I'm lying. But if even don't come to bed and I'm lying, I'm still not hiding anything. There's no one else following. Right? So therefore, yachol lachzor, mipnei shelo chal alav chiyot, v'lachein ein chalos, hodas valden. Right? These are obvious nafkaminas. Let me throw out one or two other nafkaminas. The ktsos in Tzivkat and Beis gives another nafkamina for Zon Chakira. Again, the only difference between the ktsos and like the 20th century and the 20th century Achron is that the 20th century Achron would just say, here's a Chakira, and then here's a one nafkamina, another nafkamina, another nafkamina, another nafkamina. The ktsos say, here's my Chakira. And then on the Shulchan Aruch, whenever it's relevant to the halacha of mitzvah, that line of Shulchan Aruch, he'll discuss something. He'll say, oh, and see what I said elsewhere, this is a nafkamina. Okay, because it's organized halacha of mitzvah, not organized to give a lum this year. But the Ktos is basically, you know, he's giving us a lum this year here. Says the Ktos, what if, a fascinating case, what if he was towing a taina that he thought he would win? He was towing a taina he thought he would win, and no one told him he lost, and then he changed his taina. Right? He made a taina he thought would win, and immediately changed it. Not he made a tiny thought would win, and then told him, sorry, you lose, and then he changed it. That classic Chiyuv L'Ptur. What if he made a tiny that he thought would win, and immediately changed it? And then did a young say, let's crack over to Chosheh Meshva, Taki, you would have lost. So, what does he want to say? He wants to say, if you take a certain approach, said the Ktos, that there is a migul, again, assuming, Ari Levine will want us to point out, assuming migul is a psychological observation, or, right, if migul means why would he lie, why would he lie? If he thought he won, it immediately changed his mind, so he's being honest. He had no idea he was actually going from losing to winning. In his mind, he was being honest, said, oh, I won, I have this time to. Then he says, actually, let me think, hold on. No, I was confused. Now, the other case, actually, this is my time now. He's an ego. Why would he change it if he wasn't being honest? However, that's if you look at psychologically. If you look at Ozos Baldin, once he said a losing time, even though he thought he won, when he said a losing time, the fellows was following. Right? Eino yachalach, sorry. Ikbar kolalav. Hodas Baldin. Okay, that's another great nafkamina. The Ktos, again, the Ktos is really all over here. I'll mention two other nafkaminas, one from the Ktos, one otherwise, and then maybe take 3 seconds to delve a little deeper into one aspect. The other nafkamina the Ktos discusses in Siman Pei Sefkat Daled. What if you have a shtar? What if you don't bring Adam into court? You bring a shtar into court that was signed before his taina, right? Chazar mi p'tor l'ktor, v'az b'shtar shenechtam kodem, either chazaroso or tanoso, right? Kodem chazaroso. He's chazar mi p'tor l'ktor, and then brings in a shtar, he said, global VC. And then says, no, taka lovisi parati, now I remember. And then a shtar came to the new level. But the shtar was signed before he changed his mind. So, again, if you're looking at his respective migu, does he have a migu? Yes. He was only changing because he wanted to be honest. Habi chazara mi mechir luktor. Okay, here he doesn't say it's an afkamina, but you could say, again, this depends if he knows about the shtar or not, but you could say that maybe his chazara is valid because he had a migu psychologically. He didn't know. Again, why is it maybe? You have to assume he didn't know the star existed. Assuming he didn't know the star existed, he had a migu. He was changing from him being honest. However, if you look at a formal kalos, ain mashkichin b'chazar rasa.
Rabbi, isn't that a migu b'malkum eidim? I mean, the star was already written.
No, the migu's not against the eidim. He's saying, believe me, the migu I could have stuck with the lavisi, that lavisi parati. Right? It's not against the eidim. They're knowing him whether he's par or not. Ain mashkichin b'chazar rasa mibnei.
Stars me.
Allah Hodas Baldin. Hey Von Star Kvarnetum. And anyone want to tell me if a star is signed, what do we call that? If a star is signed, that's it. It doesn't test him, so it's already even best against him. No one knew, but it was in Hodas Baldin was already Khalah him. I'll mention one last one, which the Ksos doesn't say, and the Ksos doesn't make this an Afghamina. This is just the Ksos himself says. He doesn't point out something. He could have. It's a fascinating machlokes in the Shach and Marshal about this case. You know the nishba v'notel and nishba v'nitzar. Sometimes the sack is I sue chayim, I win. He pays me $100. I lose, he pays me nothing. Or he's chayim shur. He has to swear or I'll pay. Or nishba v'notel. If I swear, I can collect $100. But if I don't swear, I can't. What about chazara mi? Nishba v'notel le nishba v'niftar. Even the psak is true. I say one time to the psak is, he swears and collects. Then I say I want to change to another taina, where the psak would be that I swear and I go home free. So I'm getting an advantage. Now I can swear against as well. And that called me to the eternity of l'chiyah. This is about closing the marshal l'chach. It seems to me that it's totally on our sunya. Says the Shach, no, this is Chiyuv L'Ptur. Why? Because I'm at a disadvantage where he can swear and take, and I can't save myself. Now I want to change my kindness where I can save myself by swearing. I mean, it's no migo. I was at his mercy to swear and take $1 million from me, and now why am I changing my kindness? Because I want to lie. I want him to be at my mercy, and I'll swear. Right, Nahiyah Lutor, because no Migo, because there's an advantage to the change. Ah, the advantage of the change, the wall's in my court. The wall used to be in his court. He could swear and take all my money. Now I want to lie to put the wall in my court. So what did the Marshal think? The Marshal is really strange. The Marshal says, nope, this is Mitor Lutor. This is called Mitor Lutor. And I can. Why can I retract? I'm getting an advantage. I know Migo. Marshal is wrong. Who cares about the Migo? Lemaisa, you can't say there's a chalos chiyuv against me. How can you say the chiyuv was chal against me? It just depends whether he swore, but he didn't swear yet. So the das chal that wasn't chal called me Tor Lektor. He doesn't say what the sara is. Why? Maybe the hodas baldin is not chal until he swears. The psak is just that he can't swear and win the money. But he hasn't sworn yet. If he hasn't sworn yet, then no does bother me. There's no chiv against me. There's a potential chiv against me. That's b'koach, not b'foal. Nishba v'notel is not a chiv against me. It's only chiv b'koach, not b'foal. And according to the Sosa, chiv b'foal is not a vodas baldin. Okay, those are just enough gemeenas. I want to end with one point. And this we will, I just want to end with one point. There, the Kovachur is bothered by something about the mainstream psak, which is not why the filter don't. The filter rejects the mainstream psak of Miko, the main, not psak, mainstream shot of Miko because of this nafkamina, right? Because the halacha is that even if I can come later, I still win. The Rebbe Chanan, the Kovachur, besides the part we just mentioned, Rebbe Chanan, the Kovachur is bothered by another detail. He says, how can a Migo work? It's overruling the Hodas Baldin. The Ksos says you're not going against Hodas Baldin. But according to the other Shita, so he just has a question, right? I know the green doesn't come out so well, but I don't really have much of a choice. The question is,
how can Migo override Hodas Baldin? How can Migo override? Even Aiden can't be Hodas Baldin. Koshin Migo can't be Hodas Baldin. How can Migo Hodas Baldin be Aiden Dummy? Migo Makam Aiden. It's Migo Makam Aiden. Don't say there's no Hodai yet. That's a substance shot, not this shot. How can Migo override Hodas Baldin? It's Migo, but Makamendum. So, how do we answer that question? We'll have to answer that question very briefly. Oh, okay, we won't get to the best part. I'll have to say if I'll pay, you won't understand what I mean, and if you go homework, thank you. Well, one answer you could say is that you could take the more radical approach we had before, and Mara Chasson says maybe there's no Hodas Baldin here. No, an implicit Hodas Baldin is not Hodas Baldin. Maybe it's not Hodas Baldin, just being a timeless. And Migo makes you then say a timeless. Chanan assumes on the mainstream soccer, the twist of Dos Baldin is Dos Baldin. And against the Tos, even the Koach Nafafol is Dos Baldin. Also, what did he say? He said, fascinatingly, he said, of course, Migo can't be for Dos Baldin, Migo against Edom. But by Edom, can Edom retract their testimony? No, why? Haven Shehigan, Shubayna Chosar Magid, Drusha from the Pasad, says, there's a Drusha Edom can't retract their testimony. There's no drusha you can't retract Hodas Baldin. Big kiddush. There's no drusha you can't retract Hodas Baldin. Only, I must say, even Domi, not always. You're not chai for Hazama, right? It looks so well dumber. It has the power of Hodas, of Edom, but there's no din of Kevin Shehigit. The answer is there's no din of Kevin Shehigit. You can retract Hodas Baldin. Okay, that's a game changer. You can retract Hodas Baldin, says Rol Chanan. There's no din of Kevin Shehigit, you can retract Hodas Baldin. If you can retract Hodas Baldin, then why do you even need a Migo? Why don't you say I retract? The answer is you can retract Hodas Baldin, but then you get into DNA tightness. Not every tiny of retraction is never. It needs to be a good tightness. Not too hard to retract Hodas Baldin. Basically, it's not hard to retract Hodas Baldin. Just make a new tiny, you need a Migo, because it has to be a good tiny. The answer is Rabbi Chanan. He says, actually, this is a big sugya. Can you retract Hodas Baldin? But I put some of the chorus here. The Ran has 2 days in Shavuos. Can you retract Hodas Baldin with a Migo? It's the minority shita. But Hodas Baldin can be retracted. There's no Kevin Shehigit. It's very powerful. But it can't be retracted. Also, why do you need a Migo? You need a Migo not because of the Hodas Baldin, but midine tainos, because after all, if you go against what you said earlier, you better have a good reason why we think you're telling the truth. And for that, you need a Migo. Okay, let me end with one point. We have 3 seconds, because we have to make it on time to Mincha. The Ritva here has a shitas yachid. The Ra'ah says there is no kula mitur l'ptur. All the other Rishonim say ptur go ring. In all circumstances, you can be chosen mitur l'ptur. The Ritva here says something fascinating. He says you can be chosen mitur l'ptur, but not if you left Beis Din meanwhile. And then he says, it depends which kind of ptur l'ptur. If you're going from lo lavisi to lavisi parati, you can be chosen. From lavisi parati to lo lavisi, you can't. Why is there a difference there? And I will leave you to work out the rest of the details of the Ritva here on your own. The difference is Pashat. He thinks that there are tzvedinim going on here. When you say lavisi parati, that's Hodas Baldin. You said lavisi explicitly. Then you can't retract even toward the Torah, you can't retract. When you said lo lavisi, that's an implicit lo parati, but not explicit. That's only dine tainas, not Hodas Baldin. Me dine tainas, Torah helps. Me din Hodas Baldin, it doesn't. And it's finished. Lovisi parati is an explicit word lovisi. Lo lovisi is not an explicit word lo parati. Okay, the Ida Chemish is Zog Mor. We're not going to come back to this next time. We're going to next week. We'll pick up with the next. So, yeah, I wish everyone a very meaningful and happy Purim. And everyone, I apologize. We all have to rush down to Beis Medrash to make Mincha for the different timing schedule. So, I will wish everyone a prayer for Purim and see you next week.